who wants to be in a relationship or who's just had the relationship from hell, call right now. 516, you know who you are, 516-620-3602. I'm out of time. I want to say thank you so very much, Michael G. Haskins. I also want to say thank you, everybody, for pledging. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
It only happens once a week. Monday evenings at midnight.
I wish they'd hurry up with that transmission. I want to go to bed. I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
Here on listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. 99.5 FM. The name of the show, Night Shift. Monday nights, midnight.
Midnight.
Midnight. Here on WBAI.
I wish they'd hurry up with that transmission. I want to go to bed. I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
Night shift. Night shift. Hi, this is Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Comm Central. Channel open for executive order AUC 3423.
Listen to this, boys.
Come on, party time. Come on.
It's invisible.
Night shift.
But you can feel it.
Night shift.
It only happens once a week.
Night shift.
It's invisible.
Night shift.
But you can feel it.
My people. Now, where are my people? Now, where are my people? Where are my people?
You're tuned to listener-sponsored radio. WBAI. The name of the show.
Night Shift. Night Shift. Night Shift.
The feeling you're going to have.
Night Shift.
Mondays.
Night Shift.
Midnight.
For professional use.
I'm going to count to 10 as you're falling asleep. And when I'm finished, you'll be deeply, deeply asleep. 1, falling asleep. 2, falling asleep. 3, falling asleep. 4, falling asleep. 5, falling asleep.
Tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. I'm Mike Sargent, and this is Night Shift.
This is Night Shift.
This is Night Shift, and I'm joined this morning.
It's my favorite show
by the esteemed Byron Saunders.
Byron C. Saunders.
Byron C. Saunders.
I've been out on assignment.
I know you have. Well, who's been on a longer assignment than you? Than the man sitting next to you.
It's like incredible.
Chris, you haven't been on the show
since. It's been a while. That's certain.
I think it's been over 10 years.
Wow.
I got to say, like a decade, which only suggests how long that I've been actually on. And so, Chris Griffin. Wow. Byron, is this like a throwback for you?
But, you know, Mike, what? I'm more excited.
You're more excited?
Yes, I know that we're going to hear some beautiful stuff.
Well, tonight. You see, that's the beauty of this, the beauty of doing a show like this. First of all, we're in our marathon. You're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. And the active word here is listener.
Sponsored.
Okay, you, the person who's listening now, are a sponsor. Yes. As in everything that you like in life, everything that you choose to have, internet, satellite radio, telephone, running water, whatever it is, anything that you want, anything that you enjoy, anything that is useful to you, you pay for. And you support it. You support it being in your life. Things you really like, whether it's a charity or a loved one.
You know what I really like?
What?
DGM.
You like DGM. All right. Oh, so boy. Charity or loved one,
nothing
we come
beats
together.
DGM. Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm winding up to get to
but I want to just say something.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I have not heard this show, Night Shift, get off to a more funkier start than the funk rhythms you were playing in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hardcore
classic.
Funk. Oh my God, great. That was some good stuff, Mike. DGM.
Were you with that?
All
right. Well, DGM. For those
were
who don't know,
us?
I was teasing you. For those who don't know what DGM is, I'm going to explain it in a minute. Navarro, I was hoping you were to start to rap there. I was like,
I was ready for it.
All right, but you didn't, Byron. No, you didn't rap, okay?
No. So, I let rappers rap.
I need a rapper on the show. Like, I need somebody who can just spontaneously start rapping.
I'm writing this stuff as fast as I can,
I've made my attempts
years,
at rap.
10 years you've known him, and I've been writing this material for 10 years.
Byron.
Yes.
You need to put rap in your repertoire.
I can.
Okay. So can I finish my wind-up here, please?
Ahead.
You know, I think you're a little wound-up, Byron. Okay. Let me wind up. So the point is that... and I appreciate that, Byron, and I'll give you full forum to respond to the funk during the show. So, for those who don't know, Night Shift is a late-night magazine. The theme here is that life is like science fiction. But there's always a soundtrack to Night Shift. Part of half the show is not just the callers when we take calls or the hosts and the subjects. The life is like science fiction. But the other half of the show is the music, okay? And in the original concept of Night Shift, which...
I think we'll, one person can attest to. Chris, are you there? Are you still there?
Oh, yes. I'm listening.
No, the other Chris. Oh. Other Chris, are you there?
Hello.
The other Chris is here now. So Chris Griffin is here.
Is that Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor.
Wow.
He's still alive.
Oh, of course.
Wow. Well, actually, he's not really alive. He's actually a computer program now. That's why he sounds
new
like
technology.
That.
You know, the last time Chris was on, we talked about War of the Worlds.
Chris, I brought you in, but you can't interrupt my wind up here. The point is that half the show is the music. You know, it's half the reason I do radio is music. I love music. I'm a complete, you know, music file, audio file, whether it's movie soundtracks, jazz, acid jazz, you know, all of it, world, you name it. So, but to me, music fits into one category. It's either good and damn good or, you know,
DGM.
And to me, DGM stands for damn good music. DGM, damn good music, is music that takes you somewhere. You know, it doesn't matter. As long as it takes you, like, for instance, did you enjoy that music that was playing the music? Did you like the whole, you like the funk? Or did you like the orchestral piece? Did you know what that was from?
I loved it.
You loved it.
I was wondering.
All right. Well, that was from the soundtrack to Spirited Away. Okay.
It's a beautiful score.
Yes. Now, but here's the deal. DGM. So the music, the soundtrack to Night Shift is this music that we deem as DGM, damn good music. And then every time we have a marathon, I actually offer a sampler for free. If you make a $35 pledge, you get a free sampler of all this music, gives you all the tracks, all the information, so you can go out and support all these artists and learn about them, okay? But you heard about them here on Night Shift. You lend your support, we will either A, email you the whole thing, which I have already ready
to go. You
want to
have it?
Okay. Or we'll send you the CD. Now, if there's anybody that didn't get their CD from the last one or anything, because I know there's always a few stragglers, you can email me and email me right now, because I'll take care of it while I'm here on the show, because I have all the files with me. But at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. Now, but for this collection, Byron, tonight's DGM, the music that you were funking out to, this is the fall 2015 DGM.
I am impressed.
I've been putting it together the whole time.
Yes.
This is what's been playing.
Yes. So I really do appreciate when we do have the chance to share with you DGM, because
then you get to find out who these artists are. Yes.
That pledge for $35 helps to support and sustain what you like about BAI. And we give you great shows here. I mean, we prepare.
You feel we give
shows.
Great show, Byron?
I think so. For 10 years, we've been 10 years plus.
10.
For me.
Or for you. For me.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you how long.
So I've been your co-host for quite a while.
You're the Roger Moore.
I'm the Roger Moore.
But we got the Sean Connery on the phone.
I know. And that's
and
I am honored.
Chris is sort of like a Felix Leiter.
That's right.
He's sort of like a Felix Leiter. What do you think, Chris?
I don't know what I am, but I.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about Chris Griffin is a Felix Leiter. Chris Taylor, you're the Sean Connery.
Okay.
Byron's the Roger Moore. Chris is the Felix Leiter character. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yes.
I just think it's an honor having Chris Griffin on tonight. Oh, Chris,
thank you very much.
I love being here. You know what I love about Chris is that he is just so honest. When he talks about a movie, he talks about it from his heart. He says the real, like,
exactly.
Everything.
I'm very passionate about it.
Yes, very passionate. And hi, Byron. I know Byron. Did Mike tell you? I'm going to let you get back, Mike. Go ahead.
finish your statement. Tell Byron something.
Oh, Byron, did Mike tell you what I said, like when he said that you were hanging out this weekend? I said, where's Byron and his Pope stories? He's got to have some really good Pope stories, because I miss him. I miss Byron.
I had Pope stories.
I know. He said, and then Mike writes me back plenty.
Plenty, yes. I had Pope
Listen,
stories.
Listen, Byron was pontificating about the Pope throughout the evening. Of course he was. Byron.
It was fun.
Of course,
Byron. We were poped.
Yeah. What is the other name for the Pope? Isn't it the Pontiff? What is it?
What's Pontiff.
It? Yeah. So you're pontificating on the Pontiff on the Pontiff.
I love Pope Francis. I think he's a very wonderful spiritual person.
He's the most amazing pope of
He's you done know. Things that are amazing, and he walks the walk and he talks the talk. Now, is he perfect? No, but he makes
sure he's not Byron.
No, but he is Peter's successor in the line of who represents when, and then you go back to the lineage and the history of it. He is Peter's successor, and he is taking a spiritual religion with him and trying to reestablish moral principle, because the world has gotten out of shape with being in a period of, in a culture of deception. I mean, if you look at all the
things...
That's
a good title for the book there, Byron.
If you think about all the things that have gotten us in trouble...
Culture of deception.
That's going on in the world today. Mm-hmm. Most of it is as a cause of somebody hiding something from us and doing nefarious stuff, and then when it finally comes out that it was evil and crazy, why would they do it?
It's always about wealth, wealth and power. That's what rules the world.
Well, we were talking about the Pope.
That's it.
And the Pope's focus of trying to tell the world,
yes,
there's a better way. Yes. And I appreciate that. I enjoy men of spiritual bounty. I love that.
And that was Byron Saunders on the Pope.
I think he's an evolution Pope.
Yeah.
An evolution Pope.
Yeah. Comes at the right time.
Yes, he has. He's definitely come at the right time. Let's put it in my opinion, he's at the point where, luckily, the Pope is still relevant.
He is still
in our
relevant.
Society. Our society has not completely devolved.
See, the relevance of the Pope is that understanding the forms of Christianity and where it goes back and how it got started, and so that the Christian faiths that were sects of the original are, you have Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Church of London, Church of, you got a lot of churches, but they're all one from Jesus Christ, who the original keepers of that, the spirituality of it, are in Rome, called the Vatican. And so popes are the ones who are protecting the religion's innermost mission. And so the Pope comes to the world. He comes to Washington, D.C. He goes to Cuba. He comes to New York. He comes to the places where there are significant places of power, so the world will hear his message. It was a very good message. It was a message of hope. It was telling people, stop being greedy, share your wealth, straighten up. These are some very passionate times. And he made sure of every word he said in public was scripted out. He's a very pious man. And yes, we need that, because there's some crazy stuff going on in the world today. So it was very encouraging to see him go to the United Nations and weave a notion of, can we really make peace happen? The answer is yes, but we're going to have to do some extraordinary things, and we have to clean up our act, because there's a path of immorality that keeps it from being pure,
Chris,
and successful.
You like this track?
I love it. I'm listening to it
really
now.
Good, right?
It sounds fantastic. It's,
so
it's
anyway, the
movie.
Pope has come. He's done his thing. Now it's up to us to live a better life if we can. Do you think we can, Chris?
Yes, I do. I do. I have faith in us.
How about you, other Chris?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. Did you get to see him at all by chance, or
only by the experience of being in New York City, because the power was very forceful.
You didn't get to steal a glass or anything.
No, but I went to services that were impacting his being here, because you know I work at Riverside Cathedral, and so being at the church and being able to have conversations with people who really had a opportunity to engage in the theology of it, because it was very important.
Byron,
statements.
We can't go on too much about the Pope, because we got to get people to bless.
Well, you
now.
Asked me.
No, Chris asked you,
and so
and I was
I
being
responded.
Polite, and you were, you know, but going anyway, on.
It's all good stuff, though, Byron.
Anyway.
I was listening.
Yes,
you had me. You had
anyway,
me. Yeah, anyway,
so back
was,
to
I'm engaged.
Byron, why are we doing this?
We need to make money
because
yes,
we have
to pledge now. Pledge now.
Now, how many tracks
right,
do we get?
Let me tell you. Let me tell people where to call.
Yes.
Do you know the number, Byron?
Tell me the number.
212-209-2950. You can make a pledge right now, and you can get $35 just asked for the fall 2015 DGM. $35 pledge. Or you can go on the website. If you go to WBAI.org, okay, if you go there right now, okay, there is a place where you can make donations.
Oh, really?
And you go there, and just put in DGM.
Great. See how easy that is? For $35. Now, how many tracks are we getting?
Oh,
how many hours? Let's say that.
Over, first of all, it's over 7 hours.
Over 7 hours?
7 hours worth of music. Okay. All right. Over 130 tracks.
Oh, my goodness.
This is just, I just, you know.
That's a steal.
It's really three volumes.
A bargain.
It's three volumes. Anyway, so, like I said, we give it to you free. Okay. With a pledge of $35.
Right.
And again, then give you all the information, you can explore all these artists that you've never heard of, everything from movie soundtracks, like what you're listening to right now, which I won't even tell you, you have to get the CD. But I have all kinds of stuff here, and this is all, I've only played like six cuts.
I know.
From the...
Well, I'm impressed. That's why it's DGM.
And this is perfect, you know. Still a tinge of summer.
Yes.
It's late night.
Tinge of summer.
Late night in New York City.
Well, it got cold out there quickly.
But tolerable.
But tolerable. It's fall. It's nice. It's crisp.
It has a fall feel.
It has a fall feel. But we'll be warm this weekend. So that's
212-209-2950. $35 pledge. You can find out what all these things are. Now, let's see how good you are, Chris.
I love this music.
Isn't this great, Nat? Do you know who this is?
No. No, tell me.
All right. What about Chris? Maybe Chris could pull something out of a hat. Do you have any idea who this is, Chris?
Well, the song before this was from Cool Hand Luke.
That's
oh,
true.
Yeah. That's Lalo Schifrin.
That was Lalo Schifrin, yes.
Yeah. Do you think Lalo Schifrin ever imagined that piece, that
would
piece
be used for the news? I don't think
it's
so.
It's practically immortalized.
Yeah, it is.
What we have here.
Only in New York.
It's fair.
Somebody texted me and said if the Eyewitness News theme is perfect behind Byron's account of the Pope.
The Pope.
Yes, it is. So yes, it was. Yes, of course it was. Of course.
This All right. is familiar. I've heard this before. What's
of course you have. All right. Believe it or not, this is from the Iger section. John Williams.
Right. Another good one.
John Williams. You didn't remember, Chris. You didn't remember. All right. Do you know what this is? Now, this is all part of the DGM. I'm not going to give you all the titles because I want you to order the Mega Pledge so you can find out who all these artists are.
Over 7.5 hours?
Over 7.5 hours.
Good.
7 hours?
7.5 hours.
That's like an entire day.
Yes.
You could be sitting at your desk.
Wow. $35
pledge. $35
pledge.
212-209-2950. Make a pledge
now. I think
it's
worth it.
Okay. I have a few things, a few light topics, Byron, that we can talk about. Just some anecdotal.
Well, I'm
more
through with the Pope.
More humorous more humorous things. Because somebody asked me a question the other day that got me thinking, like, what? You know, and I've never, ever even thought to ask my friends this, okay? But I'm going to, and you'll find out what it is. And I wish we could take calls. That's all I'll say. But take a listen to this. Chris, do you know what this is?
I think so. What are
you guys? Just keep listening.
No.
Very good. It is Sakamoto. Right. All right. You don't know what it is yet, though. But it is. That's very good. It's Ryuichi Sakamoto. Chris, could you tell that it was Ryuichi? He's got that.
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Say that again?
I said Chris Griffin guessed that it was Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Yeah, see, Chris is, you know, Chris is on it, man. I wouldn't have got that.
I,
you know, Chris knows.
See, there it is. All right, you don't know what it is, Chris.
I can't wait to know, but you know, you've heard it. I've heard it, yes. I'm familiar with it. I just can't make the connection right now.
It's from The Sheltering Sky.
Right. Oh, no, it can't be that obvious. I actually didn't think about that.
Beautiful piece of music right now. Right. But I have so much music. I'm going to play something. This is interesting. You might recognize it.
Like it very much. Yeah. Right. No, what was it?
All right, Chris. Let's see if Chris Taylor, you might actually be able to give a shot on this one, Chris. Do you have any idea?
No.
All right, first of all, it's Daniel Lanois.
Okay. Should that be some Gabriel stuff?
No, it's actually the soundtrack to Sling Blade.
Wow. Yes. I've seen it probably three times, so the music wouldn't be in my head enough to.
No, but it's a very haunting melody. And again, it's on the compilation along with this, which is another piece of amazing music. Take a listen.
Such a great piece.
Amazing. This is truly the essence of DGM.
This is the essence of DGM. Really you're being taken somewhere.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think of that track? Chris Taylor.
I love it. Oh.
100%.
I know that. What is that from?
Oh, you know it, right? You know it, right?
I know it because it's so haunting.
Right. It's such a beautiful piece of music. And I don't want to keep giving them away. So I won't tell you this time because I want people to pledge. Okay, make a
212-209-2950.
Make a pledge. Just do it. Do it to support public radio.
That's right.
Do it to support the arts. Do it to support free speech. Do it to support Night Shift.
Do it to support WBAI.
We have some stories we want to play to you. It's 12:45. We'll be doing this until 3, so we have 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes left. And
that wouldn't even be halfway through.
That's right. That's right. And I'm only on
seven and a half hours.
Maybe,
I
played
DGM.
Maybe 9 tracks in total. So you're just getting a sense of the breath of music you're going to be able to explore and put on your iPod and then go out and, wow, I'm going to get this guy's album and that lady's album and this group and this composer and that, you know? All right, how about this one, Byron? We'll play the game we like to play where I ask you to tell me what you picture to the music.
I'm with you.
I want Chris Taylor. You're at home when you got your stereo happening there, Chris?
Yes.
All right, so you can actually go away and listen to the music when I start to play a track.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Never come back.
All right. Never come back. He gets so taken by the music, he might never come back. Like, I'll play a track that'll be so good, I'll be like, Chris? It's like he's gone.
He's gone.
He got caught up in the groove.
You outdid yourself already. This is all like stuff I haven't heard in years.
I know. I brought some old stuff in there too. Stuff it haunts you because it's like a cologne or a perfume. It's a fragrance.
Right, but as Byron said, this is the depth of BGM. This is the stuff you're not going to get anywhere else. You know, you're not going to hear any kind of a collection like this ever. This is it. This is the only place that exists.
And I will be telling you, this is pretty much the last year that we'll be doing DGM, just so you know.
Mm. Wow.
A number of factors. So, get it while it lasts. 212-209-2950. And like I said, if you had any issues with last... marathon, email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. I'll take care of you. I can take care of you before I leave the show, just in case. But please, we need your support. You also can go online, WBAI.org, and this pledge button, you can just put in DGM, and it will come up. As a matter of fact, if Lance is listening, he can find it and put it up on the Facebook.
He's listening.
And if they pay tonight, they'll have it right away?
Right? Yes. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. I've got it all in a zip file.
Wow.
Now,
DGM, folks. $35. 7.5 hours of music. Non-stop. Non-commercial. DGM. Damn good music. All the time. And all the time, DGM.
Byron Saunders. So,
yes.
I don't know if I'm ready to ask my indelicate question yet.
Really?
But I do.
Why
have,
not?
Because the night is young.
What? What did you say?
I have an indelicate question.
Oh, well, you know, you should. Did you tell Byron about how you met the Pope of the music, of the movie business?
No, I didn't. But you know who I met tonight, and I did an interview actually with the composer for the new film, Steve Jobs. I saw Steve Jobs this evening, and there was a Q&A with Danny Boyle, and
What was that like?
Well, it was great. I have a picture of me and Danny Boyle.
Danny's great.
Yeah, no, he's great. It was really fascinating.
I love him.
How the film was made. It was really made in three parts, because
really?
Aaron Sorkin had written such a long, huge, lengthy screenplay. They filmed it in three different parts and three different film stocks, 1:16, 1:35, and one, you know, the latest digital. And it's a fractured narrative because we're covering different stages in Steve Jobs' life. But it's very good. Very good. I would highly recommend it. And there's no one can write dialogue like Aaron Sorkin. It's like a whirlwind, and it's not until it's over that you realize, wow, like nobody has come up for air. Nothing stopped. It's a pretty powerful movie, considering it had all the help of all the real people who are portrayed in there, it's even though it's written in that Aaron Sorkin style, it's a lot more accurate than the last Steven Jobs movie. But they talked about that he had the editor there, he had the composer Don Pemberton, or Daniel Pemberton, who I will have an interview for with you in the next week or so, and play the score to you. But you know, he's a fascinating. He loves making movies. He loves what he does, and you can see it's as much of a, you know, an exploration for him as it is seeing his films for the audience in creating the art. You know, because how do you take such a wordy screenplay of just literally talking heads and make it visual? And he really does, and does so brilliantly. He's definitely a great filmmaker.
Interesting.
I'll take a listen to this track, Byron. You're driving along.
Yeah, I'm like really queuing in on the nice transition here.
$35.
That will get you 7.5 hours of
over D- 7.5 hours of
GM.
Damn good music.
It's a bargain. It's a steal.
Listen. Yes. Here's the deal. You want to have this soundtrack in your life.
Yes.
You want to have a way to navigate the feelings you're having. Trust me, there's different music that will give you different feelings, that will take you to different places, and you may want to revisit those places over and over again. Chris, do you understand where I'm coming from?
Most certainly I do. This will take you places. It will add, like, you know, a color to
your day.
It will
enhance.
You know, I enhance your day.
Yes.
I couldn't get through the day without hearing something like this.
Without music. I'm with you.
That's
with you.
Right.
Music enhances your day. This is music to enhance your life. All right, now I'm gonna play Drop the Laser here. I'm just going to go to another track just for you to see the other kind of stuff I got on here. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Chris Taylor, do you recognize this?
No, but it reminds me of Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, yeah. Well, it should. It's the same composer.
Yeah, see?
Wow. I'm enjoying it. DGM.
Oh, yeah. DGM. Wow. All right. I won't tell you who that was. Wow. But that's on there. That's some DGM. But I also have stuff with it in a different vein.
White, yellow, or brown. This is Top Cat at the microphone. I'm gonna look to take a new thing on. Anywhere we go, hot girl get around. Them a ring up the and a blow up the cell phone. Lauren Angela and a cat like Simona. I request a long tone. This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. Hard and stiff away we give her. This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. We are right like a jockey for a winner. Cause we a girl is strong time, so stop play your 18. Five gyal a day, me deserve my rating. Girl, let me tell me, say me fascinating. So me cool and calm and calculating. Each and the old thing of when me gun ice skating. Never been touched, such a clearly stating. For the right man, that is why she waiting. Great time, fertility taken. This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. Hard and stiff away me give her. This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. We are ride like a jockey for a winner.
D.
Wow.
G.
Oh, yeah.
M.
Hey, y'all.
We're talking D.
G.
It is hot, right?
It's hot and sizzling, man.
Chris, you like this too, Chris Taylor?
No, it sounds like something you would write.
I wish.
Seriously. No,
seriously. I do my thick Jamaican accent.
Well, I mean,
pledge to night shift, no.
Yeah, I'm talking about no. The music part.
Oh.
Like, that's how you write your grooves.
This is
very
true.
Similar.
That's true.
You think in those patterns.
I do, actually.
I know. I'm telling you. It has you, your fingerprints on it. I know it's not, but it does.
This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. Hard and stiff away me give her. This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. We are right like a tatty for the winner. This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. Hard and stiff away me give her. This one of the killer, this one of the ladies killer. We are right like a tatty for the winner.
Wow.
Are you with that?
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Now what would that be? Caribbean rap, Caribbean house.
It's DGM.
Wow, that's hot.
That's what it is.
That
it's DGM.
Is
it's as good as anything else on there.
Wow.
I'm with it.
$35 and you get...
$35, that's what you get. Now, here's the indelicate question, because we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about genitalia. We're going to talk about genitalia just for a little bit, okay? And because someone asked me if I had a name... I'm talking about balls. Someone asked me if I had a name for my genitalia.
Yeah, Herbie. You call your thing Herbie.
And I was kind of taken aback, and I was like, no, okay. You know, okay. No.
Yeah,
so here's my question. Here's my question.
Yeah.
And this is for you, gentlemen of the panel, the gentlemen of the panel. Okay. And this is why I say I wish we could take calls because, and then I'm curious. Do you know? A. Okay. Clearly, some people do. And then B. What kind of men do it? And C. What kind of women do it? And then what kind of names do they have? Okay. So, Byron, do you have a name for your genitalia? I mean, something I would never have thought to ask you. Do you not want to admit? I mean, if you want to plead the fifth, you are feel free.
Because I'm trying to think of which would be the most clever.
Oh, clever comeback!
I
okay.
Give to you. I have a couple, by the
you
way.
You have a couple names. Yeah. Look at that! Wow. Okay. Wow. All right.
All right. Here
that's
we go.
The whole. I mean, you're gonna reveal any of them? I mean, you can, but I'm
not ashamed.
You're of course not. If you named it, you ain't ashamed. You don't name something you're ashamed of, damn
it. My name.
I named it.
I just thought of
I'm proud of it. What?
Larry Moe and Curly Joe.
Are you an alien? Do you have like
Manny Moe and Mac?
First of all,
those are my two names.
He's
Manny Moe.
You know
Matt.
What Sean Connery would say to him?
And Larry Moe.
I don't know,
and
man.
Curly Joe.
You're a stupid man.
How about that for an answer?
It's all still that same track, by the way. Keep in mind, you know somebody that wants this. Okay? You know somebody that wants it. If you don't want it, you know somebody that wants it. There's somebody that'll be like, oh, you know, so-and-so listens to this kind of stuff all the time. Do it for them. Christmas is coming.
Great,
go to WBAI.org. If you can do this on your phone or your iPad or your home and your computer, if you're up late at night, you can go in and pledge right there and get the DGM right there right now.
That's right.
This is fall 2015 DGM.
Do they have an easy payment plan?
I even have artwork up there. There's artwork.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the artwork for the DGM?
No.
I'll show it to you.
Wow.
I'll put the artwork up.
Going
right.
High tech.
All right, Chris Griffin, it's your turn because I'm going to save the best for last because I really am curious of Chris Taylor's answer. But Chris Griffin, do you have a name for your genitalia?
First, I'll open with.
Yeah, please. How do you
that,
open? With, how do you open? With?
You know, I'm not surprised. That there's, you know, conflict or views in this area. There are some people that religiously will name, you know, their genitalia and people that won't.
Religiously?
Because they're just wired differently. Everyone's wired differently. But I will say me, definitely, no.
Ah,
negative.
Negatory. Yes. Okay, now. Okay. I want to get to Chris Taylor, but I have a sidebar question. Because in my answer, like Chris said, I did have a girlfriend once, like my first girl. She gave it a name, you know, but I never requested one. But now, has any of your girlfriends or women ever named it for you?
Yes.
Oh, really? Byron's got that giant ass grin. All right. Interesting. These are things I would never ask my friends, just so you know. And Chris, Have you, has any, you know, of your lovers or friends?
That's
ever,
a negatory.
Negatory,
well.
Too, yes, I understand. All right, so now on to the exciting Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor.
No, I have never, you know, I just call it penis, and that's it.
You just call it penis. All right, there it is.
Penis is entering the room. The penis is in the penis. Oh, really? Is in the door.
Like you, know, you, I mean, do you literally?
No, I never.
You say things
is
like
that, Mr. Penis.
You know, the, you know, I have been called stud muffin. Is what I've been called.
You've been called. That's the biography. That's the title for the bar. I've been called Stud Muffin. I understand.
That's the only name that I ever got as a, you know, not my, I don't know, not my thing.
I understand. But,
no, but it, I don't know what that.
Never got
know,
honey
you know,
or sweetheart,
really,
huh?
I don't look at my genitalia. It's an impersonal situation. You know, it's just kind of like, I don't really think in. I don't think we came up in that school of that we would call it something or
that religious school Chris was talking about. No, I hear you.
You know, just, I never really even thought about it. I just kind of like
I don't know.
You
to be honest with you, it's the first time I've ever heard that question either.
Yeah, exactly. So exactly. Like, I was so taken aback.
What?
I was like,
I'm never new.
Excuse me. So I wonder if there's like a book for like names. I was thinking like genitalia names. You know. Because you know the that girlfriend named it after a candy that was popular at the time.
What, you know, Baby Ruth?
You see, it's funny. Daffy. Somebody else. I told somebody else a story, and that's the first thing they say. What, Baby Ruth? Whoppers? No, it was not Baby Ruth. No, wait. Now. By the way, I have to play this track to you, Chris. I keep rewinding it because. You know, there's certain music, Chris, that reminds me of you, okay? And some of it, of course, reminds me of you. I heard it with you. But some of it just makes me think of you because of my memory of you actually drumming. You know, I've only seen you actually drum a couple times in life. And,
right.
And you know, you have a thing that you do. And, like, there's a Chris beat that, like... I would know, like, this is the beat Chris would put in a song. And this song has, like, that Chris beat. It makes me think of Chris. But this is DGM. But you'll know when it comes in. It's you'll hear it. See Chris Taylor playing this? I totally can see him. Do you understand what I'm talking about now?
Oh, totally. I totally. You know, it's that. It's attitude drumming. You know, it's.
Did you say attitude drumming?
Yeah, that's what that beat is. Attitude drumming.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that it was called attitude drumming, but it suits.
Yeah, that would be attitude. You know, I just watched John McLaughlin and the Fourth Dimension. It's a jazz, you know, jazz guy. He's got there's some live videos up on YouTube of his latest band. And the drummer in that band, I was watching it and I was like, I might as well just quit, you know, because he was so phenomenal that it was just beyond anybody that I've ever seen that great ever. I mean, I've seen all, you know, not all, but I've seen enough great drummers, and this guy was just so phenomenal. He blew everybody that I've ever seen away with his drumming. He was that phenomenal.
That's quite a...
So anyway, it's, you know, that's quite a, just amazing.
Platitude.
Like it. Amazing.
That is
amazing.
Quite a platitude. Yeah.
My goodness.
The what?
That's quite a platitude.
Yeah, no, this guy was just, so if you ever get, you got to go look it up. You got to go to John McLaughlin, Fourth Dimension, and just check out the double drumming. It's called Drummers Against Drummers, because both, there's two drummers in the band, and they're dueling. So I guess it's called Dueling Drummers is what it's called. And
okay.
You just have to see this, and you'll be like, wow. Anyway.
Well, I'm with that. First of all, to me, you know, again, I love all kinds of music, and hopefully if you've been enjoying this, you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM, on your dial and on the web at WBAI.org. It is right now 1:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is fall. It is 2015.
New York has fall in the air.
Yes, and you're in the middle.
Yes.
Of Night Shift.
Yes, and you
and
can
we
get,
need your help.
That's
we
correct.
Need your help.
For $35,
$35
pledge
is music. If you've been enjoying it,
yes.
Okay, I'm going to be playing more. We have more stories for you. More interesting genitalia stories.
Oh my goodness!
Yes,
more.
What?
I have.
We're not through.
We're not through with genitalia.
Oh.
Yes. You will enjoy
no. Can you talk about Alan Alda? At least if you go talk about genitalia, talk about Alan Alda.
I don't understand how they go together, but
that has nothing to do with it. But talk about Alan Alda. You had lunch with him. You were like hanging
no,
with Alan Alda.
I didn't have
Alda.
Lunch with him. I went to a press conference.
They finally see Mike and Alan Alda together. It was amazing.
No, I didn't have lunch with Alan Alda, but I did get to meet him, and that was pretty great. And I got to, I'm probably going to post it. I get to, you know, ask questions of Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks and the whole thing. That's what I said.
You
to Chris.
About that? Can you give your perspective of at least? Can you tell us what it was like to?
Well, you know, I've met Spielberg before, and I interviewed him before, and you know, in a, you know, more. Less of a press conference environment, but it's great. I mean, you know, because I feel like he's one of those filmmakers like you grew up with. I grew up with him, you know. I remember when he was a young filmmaker, you know, coming up and he was making the, you know, as a teenager, he was making the kind of films that I loved, you know. He was, he, George Lucas, they were my idols in terms of being able to just, you know, take you there, you know. Ridley Scott, you know, for me, for a young sci-fi lover, doesn't get better than that back then. Now, so watching him become the mogul he is today and the mature filmmaker and, you know, very articulate about film, very confident about himself, it's fun. It's like you feel almost like he's an uncle or something. Does that make sense? You following me, Chris?
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Chris Griffin? You were
gonna... Oh no, I was listening. I think that's very much. That's very true.
Well, you know, that's how it is to me, especially you know because you read
and
about
you know
people.
He was brilliant all his life.
Clearly,
so
yes.
So
yes.
Everything yes. has just stands the test of time. Yes. It's somewhat timeless. All of his projects.
That's right. Even the films that didn't make money, you watch it and you're like, wow, how come Empire of the Sun didn't make any money? You know, and he was again what he was doing. Audiences may or may not have been ready for. So,
right. So you know, definitely. I mean, Schindler's List to me is probably one of his, you know, most important films that he made. And anytime I watch the film, which I've seen probably about 50 times now, I am always inspired to remember history and to live as a better person. And that, to me, is probably one of the greatest achievements as a filmmaker, to have that kind of impact on someone from watching your movie.
And, no, I agree. And believe me, I'm not. You know, I don't love every Spielberg film. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of, you know, there's definitely films.
Or 1941
was like,
wasn't.
You know, there. Well, 1941. That was the least of it. That was just. You
but
know,
you know, but see, to me, Schindler's List is, it goes into a different. It's a different realm type of film because you're trying to accurately portray history in a way. I mean, Lincoln kind of. You know, for all the information that we have on Lincoln. He was kind of in the same world.
I had issues with Lincoln.
But even though I would say to him that, you know, Close Encounters to me is as accurate a film as you're possibly going to get about aliens. Anyway,
I would say the same thing. But,
yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. As, anyway, I'm sure, just, as someone who has been off world. He's calling to you, Chris Griffin.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm waiting for the rest of you.
Did you see The Martian?
No, unfortunately.
Oh,
not
so
yet.
Important. This is like having you on is like one of the most valuable science fiction analyzers.
Thank you, thank you. Well, you know, I look for the details, and that helps me to engage, and I want to believe because I want to be in science fiction. I want to live in science fiction.
I want to live in science fiction too, but I want a certain type. I don't want the dystopian, well, you know, last
well,
black man.
Let me ask you this. Like Prometheus, because I've never asked him that. I've never asked Chris Griffin what he thought of Prometheus.
What I thought of Prometheus? Well, If my science fiction grading system, which different from, you know, the with the, you know, movies, you know, rating system of you know, 4 stars, I would give, you know, Prometheus on my 5-star scale, I would give it 3, definitely, because, you know, I mean, what I look for in science fiction that everyone looks for, right, which is the tech side. And that mean in terms of how it was, you know, the process of how it was made, the film itself, and then definitely all the gadgetry and components that, you know, that helped to shape the world, you know, that they're trying to.
What about,
you know,
story?
Story, of course, is Mike. Story is very important. Big on the scale. It's like 50-50. But yes, since I do. So and I loved, you know, the Prometheus craft, the starship, or the sort of a science vessel. So I liked also the contrast, because when I look at Alien, I am putting the two together. You know, it's supposed to be a prequel to Alien, and so I'm looking at the alien technology in, you know, comparison to the technology of a film that's supposed to be before Alien. But but since with the science vessel looked really slick, and then so they helped, you know, I got pleasure out of watching the film just for that. But I like the story also as a separate film and not really linked to Alien.
You give it a thumbs up.
Definitely give it a thumbs up. Yes.
I really liked it. I liked it a lot. I mean, if you would give it a 3 out of 5, which means you would probably give it a out of 4, you would give it 3.
Yes. See? I would.
I give it a 2.
Clearly. Oh, you give it a 2. Not even a 2.5.
Because, you know, because I had a lot of issues. A lot of issues with story.
Because you
logic.
Were relating it to Alien.
No, I disregard Alien.
What
Alien,
were your issues?
My issues were character motivation issues. There were a lot of moments where, like, wait a minute, why would she, you know, and then,
ask
wait a minute, why?
I know, he, you know, I'm with you
why
there.
Would he, you know, it
okay.
Just didn't make sense.
And let me
explain. I'm with you, the characters
were. Let me tell you something. They didn't have those issues in The Martian now. See, in The Martian, that there was never a problem with everybody's decision making.
It's only one character.
That's true.
But how are you going to have character motivation problems with a Robin Caruso on Mars?
Is that what it was?
He's trying to survive. Like, that's a big, pretty serious motivation for the main character.
He's the only man on the Martian.
And the other people, their motivation is, all right, we got to try and get him home. Boom.
Everybody, did you think it was a little too long? Did you think it was 20 minutes too long? Or no?
You know, they could have cut some stuff. Yes, definitely could have cut some stuff.
That's what some other people were saying that I saw it with. They were like, it was like 20 minutes too long. And I was like, yeah, but I still enjoyed it. I you know, I like it with a spoon. You know, I like Ridley Scott. He always tastes like Alien.
You always want more of Ridley Scott's work. So yeah, I would. The longer film, the better for me, Ridley Scott.
But I would give Prometheus a 4 out of 5. I would give it.
Okay.
Like, I think
we're
set,
thinking pretty much on the same level. Yeah.
212-209-2950. If you're enjoying this music, you can have it for a pledge, $35. We'll send it to you free. You can get it via email or you can get a hard disk. Call 212-209-2950. Say you want, I want my DGM. DGM Fall 2015. Or you can go on the site at WBAI.org. Just click, boom. There you are. I'll make sure you get it.
$35.
$35.
Over seven and a half hours of
music.
DGM. Nonstop.
Right. Are you ready for your first story, Martin?
212-209-2950. Pick up the phone, give us a call, make a pledge, $35. And get your 7.5 hours of DGM. Amazing volume of music. This is the last time around. Did I hear you say that correctly?
Second to last time around.
Okay, well, news at 6 and 11, folks. But you want to get it right now? 212-209-2950. Make your pledge right now, $35. It's real easy. It's listener-sponsored radio. It's WBAI. It's listener-sponsored radio, people. Help support listeners. And I know you like Night Shift because you're listening. So pick up the phone, make a pledge. And even if you already think you have this, give it to someone else as a gift. You know, the gift of music can last for a lifetime.
I'm going to extract.
7.5 hours of great DGM.
You recognize this, Chris? Chris Taylor, you recognize this? Take a listen, Chris Griffin. remember it, of course, right, Chris?
Yes, now it's coming to me. It's great. Well, that, don't say what it is. So old, but again, timeless.
Chris Taylor, you remember it, yes?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, classic. I think we're on a trip right now.
We're on a trip. Yes, we are. All right, Byron's got an interesting story, the kind of story you don't want to hear on a late-night radio show at 1:26 in the morning.
Yeah. Really? Because if you're up listening to us...
No, this is not a genitalia story.
No, this is about your personal sleeping habits. Okay, here we go. Sleep may strengthen long-term memories in the immune system. All right? You see, more than a century ago, scientists demonstrated that sleep supports the retention of memories, of facts, and events. And later studies have shown that slow-wave sleep, you know, often referred to as deep sleep, is important to transforming.
Sleep.
That's right. Is important for transforming fragile, recently formed memories into stable, long-term memories.
Better than low wave.
See, sleep helps to restore all of that. Now, in a new article, researchers propose that deep sleep may also strengthen immunological memories of previously encountered pathogens.
All right. It may strengthen. Read that sentence again. It may strengthen.
Strengthen the immune system, basically. Memories of previous.
Strengthens immunological systems.
That's right. Of interacting with the encountered pathogens that from the past.
Yes.
So when a baby, for instance, gets a disease, a cold, an ear infection, it's testing its system to see if it actually function in the manner for which it was supposed to, fighting them off.
Yes.
Your body has to fight off those things so that it can continue to grow. Otherwise, it won't grow and it will die.
Why? No, so, keep going.
So the body itself, and this is interesting because what it's saying is that those memories within the genetic structure
are enhanced by sleep. Now, keep going. Right. I want to hear what it says.
The immune system remembers an encounter with a bacteria or virus by collecting fragments from the bug to create memory T cells, which last for months or years and help the body recognize a previous infection and quickly respond, which is what I just got to say. More than a century ago, scientists demonstrated that sleep supports the retention of memories of facts and events. Later studies have shown that slow wave sleep. Wait a minute. Why are they bringing me back to the
slow
top
wave
of
sleep? Keep going down the slow wave.
I just read the top of that. Hold on.
Are you bouncing? What are you doing, Byron?
Because I read the top of this.
You lost your place, Byron?
No, they took me back to the top. I'm reading this as it is on the page. And they took me back to the top of the story.
You want me to find it there, Byron?
No, I got it.
You find the rest of the story, Byron?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, come on now, Byron.
All right. Now, in an opinion article published September 29th in Trends and Neurosciences, part of a special issue on neuroimmunological research, is proposed that the deep sleep may also strengthen immunological memories of previously encountered pathogens. I just read that. While it has been known for a long time that sleep supports long-term memory formation in the psychological domain, the idea that long-term memory formation is a function of sleep effectiveness in all organismic systems, is in our view entirely new. Anyway, says the senior author Jan Born of University of Tübingen, we consider our approach forward a unifying concept of biological long-term memory formation in which sleep plays a crucial role, a new development in sleep research and memory research. The immune system remembers an encounter with a bacteria or a virus by collecting fragments from the bug.
You just read that, Byron.
Trust me, when I'm telling you...
All right, well, we get it, Byron. So if you sleep better, your body will remember how to fight off previous pathogens better. So, in other words, if you got the flu last year, you get enough sleep this year, you can fight it off if you beat it last year. Is that what you're saying?
In so many words, what they were saying in each paragraph. Yes. I can't believe they kept circling me back to the top of the story. I'm like, they changed a little bit of the dialogue, and it takes you right back to the damn top of the story.
So, Chris, did you catch all that?
Yes.
Take a listen to this track.
Yes. Anyway, sleep.
Now,
the final frontier.
You haven't given me.
Byron is funny.
You haven't given me any of your impressions of the music.
Oh, I'm the DGM, that I'm loving it because it takes you to so many places. When you say 7.5 hours of music and DGM, you have to think that's a lot of different styles of music. It's not all the same.
Clearly,
You're sampling for us really is some great stuff, because you started off with some hardcore funk. You've taken us down memory lane with movie tracks and really some very fine musicianship from around the musical world.
From the musical world, that's correct. I have stuff in here that I know you've never heard anywhere else.
And so having 7.5 hours of this kind of music where you really don't have to do much but just put it on
and let it
take you. Your day is there. And you can play skip if you want, but it's all there. You might want to just listen to the whole thing en masse and just have a planned party for the day and just say, we're going to just go by the mood of the music.
This, Chris.
No.
Really?
I love it. The strings.
What do you think of that track?
Oh, that was fantastic. You know, that was Cayman, right, Michael?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
it was.
Brazil.
Yes, it was. Brazil, yes, it
you know,
was.
He
that
has
was Brazil.
A body of work that's just amazing. And I'm talking about film soundtracks.
Yes, yes. Oh, I know. He's amazing.
Michael
Cayman. Did the first
great
X-Men,
stuff,
too.
Great.
Chris, did you like that, Chris Taylor?
Loved it. That's right, Michael Cayman. What a great composer
he
was.
Yeah.
I love the fact you could hear throughout the entire piece the theme of Rio in the background.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yes, definitely,
it was just
definitely.
So wonderfully orchestrated.
Now this is a great track I have to play for you. If wherever you are, this you need to turn up as loud as you can. If you're in a cab or if you're at home, wake up your neighbors. If you live in a house like Chris, just turn it up. This is DGM.
About it, and I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all I remember.
Good, right?
Yes. Very nice.
Incredible.
Wow.
Chris, you were with that?
I was.
Chris Taylor, you were with it? Yes.
Oh, yeah. That is like, that to me is Old Home Week.
Exactly. That's classic night.
You know, if you've got to get this sound, you've got to get the DGM because you're going to spend 7 days just trying to listen to 7.5 hours.
That's right. Because you won't be bored when it comes back to that song. You're like, yes, that one again. You listen to 7 hours of different tracks. takes you someplace else each time. Different countries. Different scenarios. All right, so Byron, first with you. Now, I want you to close your eyes and tell me what your picture of this music. Just listen for a few minutes and we'll check in.
Experience of going to the pyramids in Chichen Itza.
Okay.
And remember the bus ride, leaving the Cancun compound, which is mostly
the Cancun compound,
which is mostly hotels.
Byron Saunders at the Cancun compound.
Man-made beaches. You know, it's you get
Cancun,
water.
The
yeah.
Cancun compound.
The Cancun camp.
Can you say Cancun, that three times fast?
Cancun compound.
That's Cancun compound.
Anyway.
And did you go to the Cancun compound carnival?
On the way back in. But on the way out to Chichen Itza. They call it chicken pizza, which is fun. They're you know, Cancun joke.
Very detailed vision. Go ahead, Martin.
And going to a place where there's sacred ground, where the vernal equinox exists, the very essence of that whole place. I climbed inside the pyramids and I walked on the plains and I had an amazing
Is this what you did in real life or is this in the music you did this?
Well, I'm seeing myself in the real life and hearing the music playing.
Oh, so this is what you're remembering. This music brings back. Ah, that's okay. Right. I was saying this is a very vivid.
It's very vivid.
Very, very vivid, Byron.
The very spiritual moment to walk inside the pyramid.
I understand.
And be on the grounds.
And that music took you there.
Well, yes. I can see myself with a margarita.
You more than margarita, flashing back to the plains.
Flashing back, right.
Instead, like, that was nice this morning.
Walk through the pyramids.
Sitting there with a margarita. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And Chris, were you
kind of a James Bond?
No, I was totally in the black convertible, tooling down the PCH. That was me. But, Chris, were you having visions there, Chris Taylor?
You know, I was having a vision of Byron having a vision of looking in the mirror tonight and deciding to call his penis something. Calling it like.
Now, remember, that was off the top of my head when I gave you my answer.
I'm going to call my thing something. I'm going to call it Big Daddy or something. You know, look at me, Big Daddy.
Yeah. Go for the comedy. It's written for the. Okay. Remember, I'm writing this stuff, so I have to entertain myself.
I love Byron. Byron is Byron and I could just talk about Pope stories all night.
I have a philosophical place to put all of it.
All of what?
A lot of things.
Oh, just life, the universe, and everything.
Yes.
A philosophical place
Yes,
to put
it all.
Everything.
Yes.
All right, Byron, I'm ready for this.
Short and sweet.
I wish I had some echo.
It's
okay,
very short
I'm ready.
And sweet. Here it is. There are five core principles of life, no matter what your spiritual journey. Those five core principles for really being here on planet Earth is this. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, give hope to the hopeless.
That's five.
That's five.
That's five. That's five.
Right? Yes.
Byron was going for six.
No, just five.
He's going to throw in play Pac-Man.
No, no. I say the five core principles. That's what we're supposed to be doing here while we're stewards
now,
of this
if
planet.
You fall in, if you don't take care of yourself first, you could fall into any of those categories. And so the sixth thing should be right. to take care of yourself, which should be number one.
Well, you have to.
Because if
do
you
that.
Don't have the health and the presence of mind and the fitness and everything, because we're going to talk about that too, you can't do all those other things.
You can't
do,
help.
Do you concur, Mr. Fitness?
You can't help.
Yes,
those
I do. I do. I do. You have to take care of yourself.
First.
But that piece you played before,
yes.
that, you know, takes me.
All right, now, what was your vision?
Yeah, oh, right. It takes me to, you know, when I'm testing myself physically. So, you know, that means training and, but like testing yourself in comfort, though. It's a really.
Testing yourself in comfort.
Yes.
I like that. I like that.
You're the endurance person.
Well, he's a fitness instructor.
He's a fitness instructor.
Yeah,
I mean,
Chris Griffin's going to live to 100.
Chris
you know
Griffin
that.
Is chiseled.
I know. He looks like,
he's
you know,
listen.
25
really
years younger than he is. So
100, bro. He's going to
so?
Be at everyone's funeral.
I understand. He'll be like
the,
be the ultimate pallbearer.
And we're all going to be dead. You're going to live to 100.
Well, you got something to look forward to, Chris. He'll be giving. He'll become like the eulogy master, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I told him.
Yeah,
I told him.
No, my mission is to influence my friends so they will, you know, think the same way, and you know, and we'll live forever.
And get chiseled.
All of us.
So you were telling me what you were picturing. You pictured yourself in doing like in exercising in comfort.
That's right.
I like that.
Training,
okay.
And you are doing something physical, and you are testing your body, but. You're doing it very comfortably.
Okay, I got something.
So then there's a pleasure to it, you know.
Of course. Of course.
It's a pleasure to
it. Why do it that way and not be pleasure? But okay. I mean, it sounds good to me.
Byron's all about the pleasure. Hey.
Yes.
Of course you are, Byron.
Byron is Byron, man.
You
like,
can't
you
stop
know.
Byron from being Byron, no matter how.
What did you guys watch this weekend? What Byron? What did he make you watch over at his house? Like what was?
We
the
watched a really great
out?
Film that's coming out Friday that I want to talk about called Reversion.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very good. It's a low budget science really fiction was. Film about an invention that will enhance your memories and make them more vivid. And so much so that like you can just go there, like you're having a stressful day, just remember that happy moment and just go back to the happy moment. And people, of course, start getting addicted to that. And of course, you know, once you start enhancing certain memories, other memories become less defined. And so you can start to believe what you want in a way.
Mm.
And so, you know, I had a really interesting interview with the director. I played it on Friday morning, but and if we were doing a regular show, I'd play it here. But I will play it because it'll be coming out VOD probably by the time the marathon is over. But at any rate, I recommend it, Reversion. And then what was the second film we watched? We watched San Andreas, right?
Yes.
San Andreas, which was the effects are fantastic. I'd
yes.
seen it already.
It's very good.
But it's everything you want, you know? Do you agree? Chris Griffin, what was your
review? I liked Reversion. I thought it was excellent. The music.
Yes. Yeah, music
fantastic.
Was fantastic.
Music.
Mike Tuttle.
Just very,
Mike
really
Tuttle.
Helped to set the scenes and communicate to you what the actors weren't doing. You know, or not, I mean verbally, you know, as far as dialogue. So music had, you know, definitely a place. It's great. And I like the whole concept, that mind control, because it is, you know.
The oobly.
Yeah, implants, you know, leading to mind control. And then they gave you a choice, and it was a one-to-one choice. It'd say, well, am I going to go for this pleasure, or am I going to go for the consequences? And the consequences are just as big as a pleasure piece.
This is true.
Very
so it was very interesting.
Byron, did Mike bring up the question, like, you know, what do you call your genitalia?
I wasn't asked that question.
Oh, okay. Just wondering if you.
No, he just tried to surprise us with that this evening.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was.
And I did surprise you.
Yeah.
All right, I got another piece of music for you to listen to.
I'm all ears. DGM.
This time, both of you can give me your. What you picture.
Okay.
just held on and held you tight. But nowhere else you'd find my kind.
Wow, that just blew me away.
Ooh, wasn't that a great track?
That just blew me away. Amazing. That's fantastic.
It's exactly. It's fantastic. Chris, did you like that, Chris Taylor?
Oh, it was great.
It's fantastic. I thought it was just amazing. And her voice has such character.
Oh, my gosh.
Such character. So it took you there. Now, were you able to picture yourself in any of this? Or you
I was so blown away.
You were blown away.
That I couldn't focus. It just had to go to the next one. But category. It sounded like if John Barry
yes,
did House.
Exactly.
It was that bad. Those strings.
Very
Barry rich.
Strings. Very yes. rich.
Fantastic yes. strings. Just so rich. I loved it.
I concur. And you, Chris, were you picturing anything? Were you there? Were you James Bond in the movie?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of like on an adventure.
Exactly. I was totally on an adventure. Totally. By the way, that's the skylight there. When you saw the skylight before, that's the skylight. We have a skylight overlooking the studio now, Chris, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, we can see Spider-Man when he's on the roof.
Right.
So I'm going to go to the next track. Wow. But again, 212-209-2950. You can get tracks like that. Where else are you going to hear stuff like this? You don't know what it was. You want to know, so you want to make a pledge, so you can find out what all these over 120 tracks.
International.
Come on. This is music that takes you. So Chris, were you taken somewhere?
Wow. Totally.
You were taken somewhere.
Totally. Totally. I was there, man. It was Adventureland.
All right, so I have all kinds of stuff on here, all kinds of moves, all kinds of grooves.
212-209-2950. You make the pledge.
I can take you somewhere else.
Right now, get this 7.5-hour DGM straight out music, people, and your BAI membership, your annual membership.
Or
make
you can
it
go,
a Christmas
that's
gift.
Right. You can go to WBAI.org. And just go on. They have a place where you can donate, and you can donate the DGM. Go in, just click in the search bar. You go DGM. You'll find it. But if you call now, say, I want my DGM. I want my fall 2015 DGM, $35. You'll get all this music. It'll be sent to you electronically. As a matter of fact, you email me, all right, with the receipt info. I'll email it to you myself. You'll have it before I go to bed.
Wow.
LifeIsLikeScienceFiction@gmail.com. So call now, 212-209-2950. Make your pledge, get the music, and then email me with that information so I know you paid for it. I'll send it to you.
Wow. Instant.
Thank you. Anyone from getting out. It's designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry.
How long has it been since you've slept? How long has it been since you've slept? How long has it been since you've slept?
I don't know. Fine.
What?
I never seem to get tired. But I know I haven't slept since this thing began.
+212 209 2950. Make a pledge now, $35, and you can get what we call DGM. It stands for Damn Good Music. That's the music we've been playing for you for the last, well, just a little over 2 hours. We began at midnight. The name of the show is Night Shift. The station you're tuned to is listener sponsored. That's you who's listening. Sponsor is what I'm asking you to do. Sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM, and on the web at WBAI.org. We're in the middle of our marathon, or we're actually at the very beginning. We're the first, you know, fresh new program.
Lead off hitter.
Yeah, we're the lead off hitter. And so, make that pledge. You know, if you're enjoying the music, you enjoy what we do, enjoy what we've pulled, I call. Even Chris Griffin, who's a music hound, he's like, Mike, where'd you get that? I haven't sniffed that out yet. And even Chris,
you know,
what? Go ahead, what are you going to say?
The music you're playing is probably one of the greatest composers. This stuff, what you just played, was from one of the greatest composers that I know.
Yes, 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 yes. And I didn't want to give away at all what it is. But I have stuff like, you know, where are you going to hear this? Here, listen to this.
This track right here is called Illusionaire. You get it very soon. All right, catch up. Come on. England, what's up? Jamaica, what? Nigeria.
I like it.
USA, what's up? Barbados, what?
Who else is playing African hip hop to you in the middle of the night?
Kilo Chalet means waza, means wagwan, means wablo. Anyway, to say hello to another fellow, and I'm a backbone, what said you don't know? The ballet called Jolo, and he nonsense. Let me put your rubber down so it can make sense. Why means come, what you told me is done. It will let you out with you from Brixton. I represent this to the maximum, not forgetting where I come from. Nigeria is the best land. And if you understand, let me see your hands up. Way up, come on.
You say, what's up?
They say, what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
You say, what's up?
They say, what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
England,
what's up?
Jamaica,
what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
USA,
what's up?
Jamaica,
what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
Kilo Chalet, Kilo Chalet, that ain't fair. Mama Nigeria, Josh Shady, yeah. My what you, my bet you. Sky is the limit and I'm in it to win it, in it. Trash talk, just bid it. All I want this year, backbone, win it. Tell him, Benny, you wish you understand what I'm saying, Benny. I want you to listen to me very clearly.
Listen,
Joe means dance, Sokoto means pants. And Sokoto is just another state like France. Moshe means tanks, 419 means tanks. The half of mostly at the banks. Bow me, she get me. Give me leg, don't sweat me. She bomb me, do you hear me, Benny? And if you wanna marry, then you say fair me. If you don't get it, you want to see the.
You say what's up?
They say
what?
Nigeria say
Kilo Chalet.
You say
what's up?
They say what?
Nigeria say
DJ.
Wow.
Who's the are you with it? Are you
that
with it?
My goodness. With it? Wow.
That's a surprise.
Wow. Excellent.
Are you, Chris? What do you think, Chris Taylor? Are you with it?
Awesome, man. It's absolutely awesome.
It's you know, it's different. You don't hear it anywhere else. But you know what? You're with it.
Yeah.
USA, what's up? Barbados, what, what? Liga, Kilo Chalet.
Yeah, yeah. Verse 3.
Verse 3. Kilo Chalet means what's up, fee? Even though I'm not saying it properly, I know you get me. I want to dedicate this track to my family. V-I-G-B-I-O-V-A-Z. Oh, yeah, wait, where you going crazy? I'm going to get a little baby. I'm going to get a beautiful young lady. I got like them inside the little team. Is bare or bubbly. She dare, dare me to do it softly. But we're going to do it hard if we can. Everybody scream loud as you can. Let me see your hand and party till you can't stand. But what do you understand? Where do you pay your money to come to party just as mad?
You say, what's up?
They say,
what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
You say,
what's up?
They say, what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
England,
what's up?
Jamaica,
what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
USA,
what's up?
Jamaica,
what?
Nigeria say,
Kilo Chalet.
You with this?
I love that baseline.
Oh, my goodness.
It's up good there.
Man, wow. It's fierce.
DGM, 212-209-2950. All kinds of stuff. Always taking you somewhere.
Yes.
Music to enhance your life. DGM. Now check this out now, Byron. This is music. You're on the train. What's happening?
Spending my days translucent. Internet of everything. Hanging at strangers. That's the way that we begin. Staring at the sun. Thinking it's the moon. Tiny indication it's gonna happen soon. Not like you expect. Silhouettes are getting closer. Bring you what you need. Never what you hope for. I guess by now they should have told ya. I guess by now they're getting closer.
Get yourself.
Yeah, you're with it. Yeah, I want one.
I want this.
You want this.
Yes.
You want it. Call people. Now. Oh. Chris, are you with this? Do you like this? Are you with it? It's different. Chris, Taylor, you there?
I love it.
You like? You're with it. You're with it.
212-209-2950. Make the pledge right now.
Where are you going to get this?
DGM. 7.5 hours of great music. Oh, my goodness. It's all yours for only $35. Amazing. 7.5 hours of music.
We give it to you free.
And have you heard a bad one yet?
$35
pledge. Oh, my goodness, no. It just keeps getting better and better and better. Mike, I am so impressed.
Are you impressed?
This volume.
And I've only really gotten into about 25% of the collection here. Okay.
I'm just have to start
skipping through tracks. Just for you to see what else is on here. All right, I got this on here for you. This is like you take a deep breath.
get you out of here. Clear of me.
I think there's no place to hide.
There has to be.
I peddle this damn thing halfway around the world. I'm getting pretty sick of you. Yes, but you love me. Night shift again. I'll be damn late.
Taken? Chris?
I was taken to the Bahamas.
You were taken to the Bahamas. Yeah, that was your vision? So you're in the Bahamas.
Yes, I'm someplace
okay.
Tropical.
Someplace tropical. What about you, Chris Taylor?
Yeah, I got a kind of that kind of vibe going, you know?
An island vibe. Yeah, this is definitely an island vibe. This, again, you know, somehow I'm in another convertible in the islands. Driving around. Maybe Hawaii.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to go to another track here.
Conquest.
Okay.
Conquest.
Okay. This, Chris remembers, I was really into this for a while. Chris Taylor remembers this. This is German hip-hop, which I threw in here.
Yes.
Now, have you heard any German hip-hop, Chris Griffin?
Yes, I have. You know, you've played it.
Oh, I played you some. Okay, so then you may know this is one of my favorite pieces I put in here. And
favorite.
This is a good track.
Conquest. Represent. Play, play. Du bist das ganz Besonderes, anders als die anderen Frauen. Du bist die derbste Queen, das weißt du ganz genau. Wir laufen über den ganzen Matt, schlägst und dann beim Milde Eis. Bei diesem Anblick, Bro, ich brenn um Eis.
Alles, was du brauchst, wird gleich gekauft. Ganz egal, was es ist.
Mit mir kriegst du kein Bullshit.
Du weißt es ganz genau, mir geht nie die Pate aus. Baby, baby, bling, bling, baby, baby, bling, bling.
Kauf dir kleine Täschchen mit schönen Blumen drauf. Und damit siehst du so edel aus, baby.
I love to see how African Americans have influenced music over the world, you know.
Und es macht dich verrückt, wenn ich dir meine Scheine zeig.
Alles, was du brauchst. Wird gleich gekauft, ganz egal, was es ist.
Mit mir kriegst du kein Bullshit.
Du weißt es ganz genau, mir geht nie die Pate aus. Baby, baby, bling, bling, baby, baby, bling, bling. Alles, was du brauchst.
And of course that song is called Bling Bling.
Yeah,
obviously. All right, so I have a few interesting tracks on here too. What did you think of that, Chris Griffin?
I thought it was great. I mean, you know, it's
different.
It's good. Very, yeah. It's got that formula, but I like.
Yes,
you know,
but you felt it. It was you were there.
Yes,
they
totally.
Really well
totally.
Produced.
I mean, you get so much quality now.
Well, you know something, Chris? Can you say Chris Taylor? Can you say something about just how when a song is really well produced, just right. even the music can be simple. Just the production can make so much change how you perceive the music and how it feels listening to it. You know what I'm? Can you speak on that, Chris? Do you agree?
Yes, no, I totally agree. I think that there's so many different ways that you know you can mix a song and you know there's just like some of the music from Motown. Is just priceless because of the energy and the realness of those tracks. You can feel them singing. You can feel it. And that magic is something that isn't necessarily even captured in today's music as much, I don't think. But then, you know, you go across the board with how well produced stuff is and music is such an essential part of our being, you know, and can make us feel great, you know. I mean, I can listen to some music from the 60s all the way up till now and always feel something. and I always feel something from the DGM. I mean, I always, you know, there's some tracks that you start playing, and there were ones that, you know, that I takes me right to, like, lying on the floor in California, you know, listening to the music and us hanging out, you know. It's just, you know, just as a moment, or if I could hear something from the 70s or 80s, that'll take me right back to growing up, you know, in a minute.
And, I totally
hot
agree.
Summers in the Bronx or whatever, you know. And it's weird because sometimes, you know, you start associating like almost a smell with the music. You know what I mean? Like if you're in a specific place that's different than your normal environment, like if you're out, you know, in California or wherever, you know, kind of thing, you can kind of feel the vibe of the smell of the place you're at. You know, so it's weird.
Well, I think, you know? Yes, there's a whole sensory memory. To,
you know, nothing smells like the summer in New York. You know, there's a specific
especially that
smell
summer, especially that summer when the garbage men were on strike.
Yeah, no, but I mean, not on a joking, but on a serious level. Like, there's something like 90 degree weather in New York. Come on, you know what that smells like, feels like. You know, it's like it's kind of funny. But anyway, yeah, music is such an art form. You know, and there's nothing like it. I mean, it's just there's so much you can do with sound. And you know, what I found was amazing was Birdman and Whiplash. Those soundtracks were like drums. You know, somebody playing drums, basically.
It was. Well, Whiplash is just fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and Birdman was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
The energy of somebody just tearing up the drums. I mean, something that I used to hear all the time in the music building. I mean, I remember people playing the drums and practicing their asses off all, you know, 24 hours a day over there. I could hear that sound, you know.
Well,
that's what that was like.
Well, I honestly feel a large part or in part the whole drum as soundtrack movement was as a result of Beer McCreary's score for Battlestar Galactica. I think Galactica really kind of changed the game, definitely for science fiction, but I think just in general of having such a strong percussive, you know, no melody, no strings, just drums. And you know, it worked. So
yeah, it's amazing how we've come to that now. You know, how that has become a form. Which is interesting. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just new boundaries, you know. It's just fascinating. It fascinates me, you know, how far things have come to, you know, or the sound of, you know, Peter Gabriel's drum sound in the 80s, which Phil Collins then adapted to his stuff in the 80s, you know, that specific drum, truncated drum sound, you know.
A gated drum. Yeah,
the
sure.
Gated drums,
sure.
Which was like a sound at that time that was like, wow, you know. I mean, now it's obviously a dated sound, but you know, it was breaking new ground at that time, you know, and became a whole thing. How interesting it really is, you know,
right,
how
Chris,
far you can take music and where music can go, and
how far
still,
the music can take you.
Yeah, well, it's still, you know, music is still. I don't know how you want to just still grow, you know, still moving in all different directions. It's still growing, basically. You know, there's no limit to where things can go, even if you may think there is. And that's what's really wonderful about, you know, DGM and the artists that, you know, we're turning people on to tonight, and you know what this is all about, and then amazingness about it is that, you know, people get music and then support this station, which is again another vital, you know, instrument in our lives. You know, BAI is vital to who we are and how we are. And
I clearly concur, and you know, and I think public radio is vital to the existence of public radio is vital.
You know, there's the voices, you know, like when you were talking about last week or 2 weeks ago, when Fox, you know, purchased National Geographic, you know, the voices are closing in, you know, so in order to be able to be heard,
they're unifying.
yeah, you've got to have a place.
That's right.
Don't be part of
the Borg collective.
The Borg collective. You will be assimilated, and so will everything that you hear and see and listen to and watch. You'll just be another part of an assimilation. Versus, that's why BAI is so vital, so vital to everybody that listens to the show, to the shows, the station. And that's why, you know, more than anything, and always, you know, we need your help. And, you know, the station is always struggling, but struggling in a positive way.
Well, let me say this. You know? This is not so much that we're always struggling. You know, we've had, of course, ask for your support, and we continually do, because that's the nature of the kind of station we are. But, you know, we're still here. And we want to continue to be here. We want to make the air better. We want to do more with the station. We're in a facility now that has a lot of potential. You know, it's clearly not the best. We do the best we can with the sound and with the equipment that we have. But it's all about supporting it. Hopefully we're part of your lives, part of the community, part of the landscape of your life. And if you want us to stay there, you have to. Make that call, 212-209-2950. And ask for your DGM fall 2015. DGM. $35 pledge. You can get it on CD or sent electronically.
It's a great investment. Over 7.5 hours of DGM. $35. Make your pledge right now. 212-209-2950. Pick up the phone, make a pledge, get 7.5 hours of DGM. It doesn't get any better than that.
I want to ask you, Chris Griffin, your relationship to music, and how significant is music? Because I know music's played a big role in your life.
Very big.
Now, how would you describe
it? I look at it like...
Tell me how you look at music.
As music, as writing my life with me, you know, like a soundtrack, you know, and it's, you know, it's sort of my entire life, not just a day, you know, it's been active or influential in pivotal points in my life. Because I teach with music, you know, I use it to create.
I agree. I definitely use music to create. Like, I've written a number of screenplays. I would put together like a soundtrack for the screenplay that I'm working on. You know, even when we were working with James Scott, you know, I had a soundtrack. So Jerry Goldsmith, of course, but, you know. So this is some more DGM. 212-209-2950. I'm onto the second CD. Okay, finally, you're gonna get it all. You're gonna get it all on one
taste
CD.
Of, yes.
Okay, but
wow, that's incredible.
Yes,
because you did say 7.5 hours.
7.5 hours.
My goodness.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. $35.
I haven't heard a sour note yet.
Oh
no,
it's
absolutely not.
I'm just gonna start getting into the good stuff now.
Oh my goodness.
All right, this is good. You know, you put your incense on and you get the hookah going. All right. Now this is I played this before, but this is, I feel like you got to be bold to take on a classic, and I think they did a good job.
Change.
my goodness.
It's good, right?
A DGM product.
A DGM. What do you think, classic. Chris?
It reminds me of Jerry Goldsmith.
It does a little. I know the score you're thinking of. What do you think, Chris? It tastes bold to take on a classic.
I think the same thing Chris Griffin does. You know, it has that kind of like
Goldsmith
classic
thing.
I just, you know, anytime you want to pull anything out that Motown or whatever,
you're hooked.
I'm all for it. You know, to me, that was a time and a magic that was just. You know, it symbolized the struggle and everything that we go through in life. You know, it encompassed everything that you know in your soul. What it means to have, you know, been alive and lived through the 50s and 60s and through the 70s. I mean, you know, they were living it.
Aretha Franklin was Atlantic.
I mean, you know. I mean, Byron knows. Byron's, you know. You all know. You know the struggle that we all exist into today. You know, every day that as much as, you know, the world sits there and says, "Oh yeah, you know, we're getting better." You know, we are, but you know, it's a long haul, and I feel that this station is so vital to that process. To helping everyone.
And
I
think music, you know, is also vital to that process. I think music,
I agree.
It can be a form of expression. It can be a form of release. It can be a form of distraction. It can be a form of joy, movement.
Most importantly, it can be the form of DG. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, we all need each other. We all need to help each other. We need to support each other. And as Byron will always attest, we need to show the love. And we need your love. We need your support tonight. And show that love. And the love back is, hey, you get 7.5 hours of DGM to listen to at your leisure, at your time, and whatever. And you know what? When I say, hey, you know, music reminds me of a moment in time, hey, let this music remind you how you helped this station to continue. So these tracks are part of that. And let that be a part of your life. So please, if you can, $35, be a part of Night Shift. Show your support for this show. Which, you know, they look at that kind of stuff. You know, that's important. And what a great cut, Mike! You're playing. I know who this is. You know, this is Miss Grace Jones.
Such a great cut.
Oh, yeah. Talk about how Grace Jones could, like, you know, influence a film. That was the best part about Frantic. I love that movie.
Oh,
and one of the best things about it was the Grace Jones
sequence. Yes.
Music.
Oh, the Grace Jones music. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, you're talking about Frantic, the movie. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
In my mind, I'm thinking you're talking about James Bond. But yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. this.
Till you drop down low and swing your hips, that's all you need to do.
Now, this is an interesting track.
Till you drop down low and swing your hips, that's all you need to do. Till you drop down low and swing your hips, that's all you need to do. Till you drop down low and swing your hips, that's all you need to do.
About it, and I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this.
What about you, Chris Taylor? You with it?
I like the you know, the change up on the rhythm.
Yeah, so do I.
I like the whole, you know, tearing it up, man. You know.
What about you, Chris Griffin?
Oh, I love it. Love it.
It's good, right?
Low down, funky beat.
Yes.
Yeah. Till you drop down low and swing your hips, that's all you need to do. Till you drop down low and swing your hips, that's all you need to do.
To me, this is the essence of DGM. It's like you don't know who it is, but it doesn't matter. Do you concur?
I really concur. It's like,
all right, I'm gonna throw something else
so
on there
nice,
for you.
So good.
Yeah, I got something a little funkier in here for you.
DGM indeed.
You with it,
man? Thank the maker
keep
for DGM.
Oiling it,
thank
the maker
for DGM.
Chris Taylor, are you digging it?
Of
What did Byron say? Keep oil in it?
That's right.
All right, I'm going to just run through a few tracks for you here.
Keep oil in it.
That's right.
Where did he come up with that?
(212) 209-2950 For $35 pledge, you only got about 16, 17 minutes left.
Yeah.
You can make your pledge.
Right
you
now.
Can call now or you can go online right now. Say, I want my DGM. If you go on to WBAI.org, you log in, you can go to where you can donate, click to donate, and then put in DGM. You'll find it. You'll find it. It'll be yours. Okay? And you can get it two ways. Like I said, we will send you the CD. Or if you email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com with your receipt number, if you make that phone call now, I will email it to you myself electronically. Big download. You'll be happy. Free with a $35 pledge. Support listener-sponsored radio.
I have a couple other special things here. Chris, you're still there, right?
We didn't lose you yet. Okay. All right.
No, don't lose me.
Oh, this is a nice one, Byron. I think you'd like this. I'll just play a little bit of it to you. Maybe 60 seconds. Now, this has got a Bond thing to it, too, Chris.
Dig it, totally espionage.
It's good. It definitely, it's like this is being the background of a Bond movie. You can hear the Bond influence, Chris Taylor.
Oh, you know, what's really interesting is it's very, the Bond influence is very simplistic with the,
yes,
you know, that vibe sound, single yes. note, you know.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, it's so subtly, and it just makes you realize how amazing the Bond stuff was.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's so subtle, and then you can, like, even if, you
it
know,
sets
I don't
a
know
mood,
if it's used
right.
to Bond, but you can hear the influence. It's really right on.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's funny about you, man? You know, you it's amazing, like, your library of knowledge in your head of what you've been exposed to that, you know, when I was watching the $6 Million Man episode last night, and I sent you that text, you were like, yes, this is like an Andromeda Strain influence, you know, just it was like, you know, wow. And I hadn't seen that episode, and as soon as you said that, obviously I thought the same thing when I was watching it. But
of course,
but
as a matter of fact, if I told Chris Griffin what a $6 Million Man episode was inspired clearly by Andromeda Strain,
okay,
You know which one. Alright, well, I thought you would know. It's an episode called Population Zero. He goes into this town, everybody's like...
Population Zero.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that episode.
Early 6 weeks.
Wow, I need to watch it.
Yeah, I only saw it. It's great.
It was on last night. It's so funny. And I'm watching it, and then Mike texts me, like, right in the middle of watching it. I'm like, what? It was so weird. So weird.
Yes. Well, you're tuned to listen to Sponsored Radio,
man,
WBAI.
So
hopefully,
life,
you've been pledging. You've been pledging, and I have something special I'm going to play here to you,
thank you for
as
pledging.
Well. That I'm putting on this compilation, I took some suggestions from you, Chris. As a matter of fact,
Me?
No, Chris Griffin. Chris Griffin.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to take credit too.
You can take credit.
Do you take suggestions from Byron?
I do occasionally. Well, all right. I don't know if I have time to play both. I'll play this one first because I'm putting this one there because you're going to put your money where your mouth is. If I'm giving away free music, I should donate to it too. So you take a listen to this. This is you know, DGM. Thank you. 209-2950.
Incredible DGM. Amazing, Mike.
You like this track?
You have outdone yourself, my friend.
You yes, like this track?
Yes, that is a Mike Sargent track.
That's definitely a Mike Sargent track.
That one is a success, Mike.
You think that track works? Chris, now what do you think? You like that? That's my contribution to the DGM.
I know, man. I know you rock it. You're like top form now. You might as well be out there making music for movies.
Yeah, well, you know, in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, what? What?
You know what Sean Connery would say to you. You are tuned to and have been listening to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. This has been Night Shift. I'm Mike Sargent. I've been here with Chris Griffin in the studio.
Yes, a historic moment.
A historic moment. The inimitable Byron Saunders.
Back from assignment.
And Chris Taylor, the original.
Yeah.
The Sean Connery. I am going to play two more tracks from the DGM just for you to see what else is in store for you there. If you pledge now at 212-209-2950 and you pledge $35, you get all this music. I'm going to go to the next track here.
Yeah. Over 7.5 hours of DGM.
I threw this in
all good
just to take you back. There.
All great all the time.
Just to take you. You know this.
Oh, I know what this is. Back to California.
Now you know what this is too, Chris Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
Yes, it is.
I got it.
Classic.
Yes.
Grand Canyon, Mike.
Yes, it is.
This makes me feel that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. 1994, everybody. 1994. Everything's going to be okay.
Wow, 20 years ago.
That's what this is. It's 20 years ago. 20 years, man. 20 years goes by before you know it.
Such a great score.
Yeah, yeah. Grand Canyon.
James Newton Howard. And you are tuned to listener-sponsored radio, as I said. And we're in our marathon where we need your support. So I'm going to go to the next track. Byron, tell them why they should pledge. Tell them why they should pledge, Byron.
Because your listener-sponsored radio, WBAI, needs your support. This is how we stay on the air. You are our supporters.
That's right.
Very strong supporters.
This is how we stay on the air.
And it's really important to know that this becomes part of our community in an effort to give you and give back to you great amounts of news, entertainment, science fiction. I mean, you get a lot here at WBAI. And I know we give a lot here on Night Shift. Mike and Chris and I and all who participate.
Yes,
we work
yes,
hard
yes.
To
you
give
want to hear
the
something
best.
Quick? I want to hear something quick. Just
so,
something
yeah,
quick. You ready?
Show some love. Yeah. Pick up the phone.
212-209-2950.
That's right. Correct. 2950. 212-209-2950. Make a pledge now. Get 35 hours of great DGM. Hello. $35. 7.5 hours of great DGM. You can't beat it. What a play. $35. 212-209-2950.
Würdest du mir nicht kennen? Oder das hier wirklich? Ich check's nicht, wenn du nicht schlafen kannst und du wächst mich. Ist ja im Grunde genommen wirklich alles okay. Nur nicht, wenn samstags morgens 6 ist. Du bist ohne Mittagsschlaf schwer zu ertragen. Schlechte Laune.
You're right. It's nice, right?
Wow, I'm telling you, that is like enlightening my life. I gotta tell you, this all of this work that you played, fantastic.
There's so much out there, and I try and bring to as much to you as possible. We've got less than 2 minutes. I can see if I can end on a fantastic cut. You, Chris, are you still there?
Thank you, Mike, man. So awesome.
Well, I'm glad that you have enjoyed this morning.
Yes, always do.
Oh, this is a nice track. Well, this has been Night Shift, and it's all about the music. DGM. Damn good music. Thank you, Byron.
Night Shift. It's my favorite show.
Thank you, Chris. I hope
thank you, Mike. Had a great time.
And thank you, Chris.
Yes. And Byron, thank you. And I'm glad that you're off assignment. I was hoping that you would be. And I'm glad you're off assignment for a couple of weeks. Yes, we're going to see you.
Feels good.
Chris, was great and hearing Chris from you Griffin. Again. It's great hearing
Chris
from you.
Griffin,
yeah.
You roll. All right, Mike. Thanks, brother.
All right, man.
Peace and love.